The Navi tells us that every Tisha B'Av is called a Misbeid Chodesh. It's a new hesped. It's a new eulogy. It's very hard to understand what that means. What's a Misbeid Chodesh? We've been doing this for thousands of years. Hakel Chassam Sofer says that's a chizik. He actually brings down in his drushes the fact that we could still cry over the same thing. We know that there's a concept called Ein Mekabel Tanchumin Alachai. The Eibishin is Goizel. That on a mace, there's Nechama. The mace is Mishtakach Min Alev. Doesn't mean you forget the mace, but the harshness of the pain, the Rabbanu Shalom Misayeya, that you forget that, the extent of the pain. And that's why by Yankev Avinu was Vayimoyim Lisnoche. Yaakov Avinu didn't have the Siyata Dishmaya to forget about his own Yosef. So the Chassam Sofer in his Drushas explains that that's the Nechama. How in the Avelus alone is the Nechama. That's what Chassam Sofer explains. The fact that we're sitting here still and we're still crying over it means it's alive. It means it's very real, it's very alive. There's Dr. Chassam Sofer. He actually puts it into Chazal's Loshon, Kol HaMesabal Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'roye. Doesn't say Yizkeh, he will see. Zoyche. So the Chassam Sofer understood that from the Avelus alone you see in the morning, in the Avelus. I once heard from Rav Shmuel Feivelson Zatzal that his Rebbe Rabban used to say, Tisha B'Av kemizen v'ful de Beis HaMikdash lept ba'amensh. On Tisha B'Av you can see how much the Beis HaMikdash is living by a person. How much it's a living thing. How much you feel. So what does it mean, Misbeid Chodesh? What does it mean having a new Misbeid? So it's clear. And this is something that we try to think about every year. Try to think about it every day. But at the very least, it's the avoid of Tisha B'Av. Like the Mishmur brings down the beginning of Tisha B'Av. He says, all of these minhagim, all of the taniyos, everything we're doing, don't forget the ikar. Vosad ikar. Says the Mishmur, v'chol elu ayomim, Yisrael mesanim, he says, kedei lo'ir halavavos. So Tisha B'Av, sometimes people feel like if they had an inspirational day, they feel it was a success. You try to find the right video, the right message. And if you got inspired, you feel it was a successful day. Tisha B'Av was a success. Obviously, if Tisha B'Av went and you didn't, it's nishkif, no helgish. So then, you know, it was a failure. But the truth is that is a very lazy outlook on what success means. Because inspirational is just a tool. Inspiration has no mile. I would almost venture to say that somebody who went through Tisha B'Av and for whatever reason they didn't get inspired. They didn't get inspired. And they didn't do anything either. I would say it's less of a taina on them than somebody who got inspired. Somebody got inspired, like the Bali Musa say, the service is a tool to do something with it. There's no mila in his oras. His oras alone is not a mila. Being inspired is not a mila. If anything, if you're inspired, Hashem just gave you a tool to do something with it. So Tisha B'Av is a day to do something, and that's what the Mishabur says. Kedei lo'oyger alavavis, that's number one, yes, to be inspired. 100%. But then, l'fakeach al darkei atshuva. Then to do something. Lefakeach. Al darkeach shuv. I believe that the pshat in mispeit chodesh, what it means, mispeit chodesh, it means talking about the person, the changes that we have to implement in our own life. That's the way we're mispeit. That's the mispeit chodesh. We have to do things. Right? Often I talk about how do you even feel? This year was a year everybody felt. It's not a question of how you feel. It's a question of what we do. What do we do with all this, with all the emotions? What do we do with it? We know that Tisha B'Av, the whole month of Av, tremendous contradictions. Tremendous contradictions. If Tzadik Milablin says that the Lashon of Chodesh Av, the Lashon, the name, the shame of Chodesh Av, comes from Lashon Rachamim, Avinu Avraham. So strange. If we were giving out names for the month, and we think about Avinu Avraham, what is the month that we cry out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Avinu. That's Tishrei. With all the Torah and all the explanations, how tshuva, most effective tshuva is a ben. Right? In fact, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that's why Ben Umas HaElam, there's no real tshuva. Even then, there wasn't called tshuva Gemura. Because a melech shemachal akvoide ain't kvoide mochal. So when we come to Hashem for tshuva, that's the ultimate darga of a son. We're coming as a child. And that's the Lashon Av. So it's a dover pella that the month where you would think was the biggest distance was the month where we feel as the ultimate evet. And not then. The name of the month is Av. Al Shem Avinu Avraham. How do you even understand such a thing? We've discussed in the past the difficulty that the Rishonim asked, the Ritva, Maseches Yomei Daf Nun Dalet, and the Rimigash and Bava Basra Tzaditez, that we seems to be a tremendous contradiction. How to look at Tisha B'Av? How to look at the Chum? The Gemara says in Maseches Yomei Daf Nun Dalet that Kishenichnesu, when the Rishonim Arurim went into the Heichal, Motzu es HaKruvim Me'urim Zeh Bo Zeh, they found the Kruvim connected to each other. That's the simon when Klal Yisrael Oisim Ritzon Yishol Mokeh. By the Aliyah L'Regel, when we went to the Aliyah L'Regel, the highest points of the year, when we went to the Beis HaMikdash, they would be Goylul Saparoiches to show the Oyle the Goyim how beloved we are. And the Kruvim would be Me'urim. And as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, B'zman She'en Yisrael Oisim Ritzon Yishol Mokeh, Pneyem, the Kruvim are facing away. So how is it? What's Pasuk Pshat in there? Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal has a big arichas on this also in his sefer to try to explain also the contrast between the Rishonim. I mean, the Rimigash seems to learn that the Nes was to show, this is what he says, to show the Masoilam, to show the world, Chibas Yisrael. What do you mean? But this is the Shasachor. This is the time of the Chor. Right? The Ritva seems to say the other way. But conceptually, it's very difficult. How do we understand this whole idea? That there was some level of Kruvim, Mu'urim Zeh B'Zeh, which is something that we're only privileged to witness and to see. When it was, something else. When were we zeichet to see that? Only by the regal. Only by the highest points of the year. And here we are, the lowest point, the Churban Habayis. And what do we, and then you see? Then the Chiba is there, and the Rimigash says,
Mamish chibur.
It's mind-boggling. Bechlal al pi kabbalah, even it's benigla that way, that for some reason Tisha B'av is choluk, separated from the 3 weeks. Right? There's 3 weeks, it's 21 days. But really, it's 22 days if you count Tisha B'av. It's not 3 weeks, it's more than 3 weeks. So Sfar Makdoshim explained that Tisha B'av is separate. Tisha B'av is not part of the 3 weeks. Somebody was just asking me a shayla if they could be tomorrow afternoon, if you, the chumris of the 9 days at war, tomorrow afternoon. I said, why should you? If she got, I said, this is taking the Sikri Kabbalah. Tisha B'av is separate. It's something different. It's called a moyet. Separate from the Yerushalmi says, you have to know what it means exactly, but the Yerushalmi says that on Tisha B'av is Leidas Mashiach. So no matter how we're going to understand the Yerushalmi, what the Yerushalmi means, at the very least, the Yerushalmi is saying that on Tisha B'av, this Tzmichas HaGula, there's something, this Tzmichas HaGula here. So whether it's a Leida B'Poyel, or you could go and say other Pirushim showing them in the Yerushalmi. And that's why Tisha B'av is called a Moyed. And even the day itself of Tisha B'av, there's such an avoida of our Amunah, to work on our Amunah and not to go into the dumps, but to be mechazik ourselves. The Chidor very rarely went back on a Psak. The Chidor once visited a city, and he was there for Tisha B'av. It wasn't his city. He was visiting. And turned out his stay extended over Tisha B'av. And he saw something that bothered him very much. He saw that Tisha B'av during the day, there was a lot of cleaning going on, washing the walls. It's a big tumult in the city. It was like a cleanup day, like an Erev Pesach. It's not they weren't being over anything specific, it wasn't kibbutz. But he felt this is not the Tisha B'av. So the Chidor wasn't a bashful person. He gathered the city, he told him he wants to speak to everybody. And his oldest mevatel zayin this minik. And the Chidor was mevatel the minik. He got everybody together in the shul. He said this minik, they had this old minik there, where this would be, they would clean the house with this, wash the walls. So there was a whole against him, mevatel it. He's walking in the street in the afternoon, and he hears one woman tell another woman, you see the big Rav? Chidor, see the big Rav. According to him, Mashiach is not coming this year. This year, there your Kodesh Mashiach, not coming. So the Chidor question, what's going on? So the minute that we have here, which is Taka found in the cowboy, would God be other types of kibbutz, is in order kadeshul yisyashim and agula. That was their way of putting in an anticipation, a tzfiyah for the gula. That we're Taka planting, we're making a latest Mashiach, we're planting the gula. And they went ahead and they washed the walls. They did something which was, to some degree, could be viewed as celebratory for this purpose. The Chidor made an Asifa Shniyah. He made a second Asifa, and he was Machzer Minig L'Koidmo. He was Machzer the Minig of the city. And there's countless Minhagim that we have, ranging from Minhagi Yisrael down to the Shulchan Aruch, that we do certain things in the afternoon, Nachal. Nachem is in the afternoon, by minute is up in the Nachem. We put on Talis Tefillin. In the morning we sit on the floor without a Talis Tefillin, like an oval generation. And by minute we're ready, and we say Nachem. Very difficult Ramah, the Ramah says in Hilchos Tisha B'av. We say Nachem, that's when they were Matzis, the Eish Be'erichol. It's a dover power. It's mind-boggling. No matter how much we're mimic in it and try to understand it, it's a pella. If you look at the 3 weeks, the savior of the 3 weeks, you start with lighter avenues, music, I'll make a shachiyonu in many places. Then you go into the 9 days, Yahweh gets Muhammad. 9 days, no bosom, no yayin. Then you have Shul Shechalboy, Tosefes Chumus, more Chumus come about. But the Asher must keep most of the Chumus away from the Shreish. Then you come Erev Tisha B'Av itself. Erev Tisha B'Av is a level of Anidus. Sudam Avsekes, we sit on the floor, put ashes on the bread, or the egg, depending on the minute. Shevei Yemoko from Yerushalmi, the ashes. Sudas Tisha B'Av. And then Mitamol, you get to the climax when they were Matzitz Eish Behechol. They won't get, right now, they won't get Matzitz Eish Behechol. Bishas Minche. By Minche they were Matzitz Eish Behechol. Now they won't get, they won't get on fire. So we get to the Shvitz. We get up. Put on a peroiches. Zok the Ramah, even more, you say nothing. Nothing now. Mesa Mutal of Fonov. What's the nothing? Bishleim, if we say nothing, the whole Tishim of Okeah. If the Midi was a hair, I'd be able to explain to you. Say nothing until it gives it nothing wow. Mesa Mutal of Fonov. But it's the opposite. We start with Nechama. How do we understand that? So there's a tremendous conflict in understanding this whole parasha. And obviously Chazal is telling us something. They're telling us something. And the Iker is what we take from it. What's mitzvah then? Somebody just called me today. They wanted to be, what should they work on? Wonderful person. Calls me always calls me before Tisha B'Av. What should he work on? So I was talking about, last year I told him one thing, that this year I told him, Ben Adam L'Chaver. He said, Rabbi, Ben Adam L'Chaver, Pum, Ben Adam L'Chaver. He says, I never tell you that. This I don't need. Bin Olam L'Chaveira is my Mishmai, Bin Olam L'Chaveira. Gevaldik. He wanted me to give him something else. Because Bin Olam L'Chaveira is Gevaldik. I told him, you want a Bin Olam L'Chaveira. Every minute you have, he says, you should know, the chesed I do for people, every second, even what I don't have. But okay. I said, do you think that Rav Eliashiv Zatzal had a busier schedule than you? He said, yeah, l'chayr, nothing. Even though he's so busy, he's an asking, but fuck around this, he's about to manage unbelievable. He's masking that Rav Eliashiv Mistama had a busier schedule than him. So I told him, I'll tell you. But Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, and this is Alta Master, this is my son when I was in Tzisal, Bochum, a guy was diagnosed with a very severe macha. And La'ayim, it didn't seem that there was an answer. And even the regular, in the regular field of medicine, what's considered conventional medicine, there wasn't really a. It was one very brilliant study that was ran by some big professor, I believe it was in the States. That had a possibility, maybe, Ulai, something could be done for this guy. But what a machla he had, he was on a time clock. So the doctor in Eretz Yisrael was a professor in Shaul Tzedek who told him about it. And he told him that, you know, if you're going to sit around, diddle daddle, it's not happening. You leave now. I have a contact there. Leave now. To prove one problem. It was Friday. It was Friday. So it means to fly on Shabbos. Flying on Shabbos. You can push the mice. I'm not going to be caught in that fish's day. I call out the Rekula. But it has to be Pikuach Nefesh. It has to be a Soviet Pikuach Nefesh. It has to be, you know, it has to be. So the guy didn't feel that this was so poshut. The choyla, the sick person, didn't feel that this was Pikuach Nefesh so clear, because basically they told him, there's no denying for you. This is like a lottery ticket. Maybe. He didn't feel comfortable. And he was a choshev atam al-chacham. He's not going to fly unless Rebbe Yashiv tells him. He went to Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv listens to him. And I've observed Rebbe Yashiv. When he came to Pikuach Nefesh, Shilas, he was like a different person. He went into a different world. He was like, Chassidim Rishen, Rishen Sharachas, another world. So Rebbe Yashiv listens to the whole thing. Then he looks at the guy and he says, listen, Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos, you only do it if it's, you know, you feel derech hateva, you know? It's a shtablis. It's a shtablis figure. I'm not going to go into the halachic elements of what you can do on Shabbos. You can't do it. Shabbos is not just free that if one guy, one superstitious guy says he can take a leaf off a tree and wave it on top of your head, you can be mechal. You can't be mechal Shabbos for that. And the Rambam says it has to be given in full schooling. It's going to be something for Shabbos. So Rav Yashiv says, doesn't, from the way you're telling it to me, it doesn't sound like really this really doesn't have a chance of helping you. He goes, you're right. So Rav Yashiv, you can't fly in Shabbos. You can't fly.
The guy was almost
relieved.
No Shabbos. He explained to Rav Yashiv that the doctor was recommending, he said, by next week, by the time he could leave, by the time he could get there, it was a time of essence. It could be the whole thing is not negayah. Fine. Over. Tom Chochem comes home. He tells his wife. The discussion. His wife was devastated. His wife was devastated. She said, I'm not Makabal Pesach from Rav Yashiv. I am a partner of yours. I have a right also to be part of the Shabbos. We have children. I'm your wife's partner.
I want an ichel gay. So the wife went to Rebbe Yashiv. With quillers and fears.
She says, Rebbe Yashiv, this can be the Shabbos that we need. My husband, I have children,
the same thing, I'm going to be an almona. Well, Yashiv says, I have to think.
So if you ever saw Rabbi Yashiv passing Shabbos, if you have to think, it's already an apos. It's really that you have to think. I have to think.
And he's thinking, and he's deep in thought, thinking, 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 and the end is, go home and fly. And they went and they flew.
The end of the story is, this individual had a free shot.
And Baruch Hashem, it's Marach Yom.
When he got better, they went to Rebbe Yashiv. And he said, Rebbe Yashiv,
Torah hi v'lilmoyed ani tzorech. What's pshat? You gave my wife a different pshat than you gave me.
So Rebbe Yashiv said, the Gemara passes
that the choyle, the sick person, has a deir in halacha. V'hi yoidas moras nafsho. This is a halacha. It's not just a fact, poetic phrase. V'hi yoidas moras nafsho is a halacha.
And you could be holding a kibbutz,
and the choyle could say tzorach ani. That's viewed in halacha. That's recognized in halacha.
That here das moros nashim. Well, Yashu said,
when you were by me, you asked the shayla. I saw that you didn't feel this is a refuah. If you don't feel it's a refuah, it's not that kishas. Here das moros nashim.
By passing the kids. That is a mostly saying it's not a refuah.
So you want to hang your hat on one hook from Mars. Fine, but you're not hanging yourself on that hook even. You're just telling me there is a hook there,
but you don't even realize.
Says your wife came. It's a whole different story. Your wife was crying, and it's not her tears. Of course I cared about her tears. It's not her tears.
Says your wife came. Und sie hat ihr Haar nach dem Dach. She felt that it is.
So now I had a dilemma, says Rav Eliashiv. What was my dilemma?
Your wife is like you.
She's part of you. Does that take on the halacha of he yodas moros nafsho? Does that change the halacha?
And Rav Eliashiv is also our witness, one through.
And he was machriya that the guy should fly. Unbelievable story. But the end of the story was that the Talmidim of Rav Eliashiv, the Mekurovim of Rav Eliashiv, were then saying that what Taka happened with this guy. Taka was one of these, you know, far-fetched cures which didn't have a very good track record in it. They said the reason why that got cured is because Rav Eliashiv passed. They went back to Rav Eliashiv, the Talmidim, and they told him, Rabbeinu, we know. He says, name. If I have anything to do with the Yahweh before, when the wife came back to me,
I went as good as what would be my nefesh, and I went to the shayla again. Like it's my nefesh.
And that's what made me reconsider the whole shayla again, like it would be my own nefesh.
Efshir yeneskuf. That made me do it. Efshir goth. That's what we
have. So I told this guy, that's Abbas Yisrael. Nafshir b'kapoy. I said, maybe work on that. He said, okay, I could get a little better. A guy tells me he has a problem. Do you really yarshin that guy's problem? Do you really feel like it's your problem?
Well, not. If not, then you have what to work on. You smile and you call for him. You just feel good. That's not that way.
The emes is that the reason why the geula is called as Tzemach David. In fact, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, one of the Shemesh of Mashiach is Tzemach. Tzemach Shmo. And in the Brocha, talk of the Tzemach David Avdecha, which is Keneged, as we know, it's Keneged Chodesh Av.
The Brocha of the Shemoneser, all the little Brochas are Keneged Chodesh. The Brocha of Tzemach David is Keneged Chodesh Av.
Keneged Chodesh Av. The reason why it's called as Tzemach, it's called Smicha, so of Shimon Schwab, Zatzal. Ami Zeda, he says over that the reason why it's called Tzemach is because the Geula is Matzmiach Kamoy Eitz Pri, the Shlovim of Geula. Every Chesed, every Avodah, every little nice Emunah, every Tfil, everything is Moisef. Everything is Moisef. The emes is that when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, when there was Yitzisu Eish Behechel, Klal Yisrael saw it was Yitzisu Eish Behechel. When the Beis Hamikdash went up in flames, it was V'achai Yitein Aliboy. We were Misoyer. We were Misoyer. Till it happens, when it happened, we were Mithra. As Chazal tells, Vayorech is Reich, Begodom, Aldipi, Begodom, Aldipi. When a Yid is Mithra, when a Yid is Choyzer, Mithra, no matter how low he is, no matter what Madrega he's on, that is an unbelievable Chavivas HaKadosh Baruch. And that's why, when the Umas HaOlam will max its Eish Behecha, and we will mardish that there's a Chorban here, we will mardish there's something we have to do, that already made HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the Chibra that he had for us like Ben Yigo. That's the Chibra. Ruhu Chibastam of Nehamokim. We already felt that. This Eiris alone, and this, the pintle of tshuva that we started doing, when it was Matzitz Eish Behecho, says, Lo Yeminu. They didn't believe that the Beis Hamikdash would actually go up in flames. They didn't believe it. But when it went up, and they were Mesoira, that tshuva, that beginning, that Esemach David, that beginning, that first shlav of tshuva, that brought the Kruvim to the level of Mu'urim Zebazeh, Uchi Baschem of Nehamok. And that's our job. That's the Nachem. The Nachem is not Stam on the Gula Asida. The Nachem is on our tshuva, our reserves. The fact that we're Messiah, the fact that we do something, that we're Makabal. The Gemara brings so many things in Mesech HaShabbos, like Necho V'Abayis. The Gemara brings Chil Shabbos, and we keep on thinking, Chil Shabbos. We could all be Mechazik Ashir Shabbos. Imagine if all of us Makabal every week, we sit by the table doing Chil Shabbos with the family, two halachas. Does our kids at the Hilchot Shabbos? That's a Semach Dovid. That's Tzmichas Dovid. That is Tzmichas Dovid. Tzmichas Dovid. Do you think it's Shabbos? Do you think Baruch Hashem? You know Shabbos is Tzmichas Dovid. Chazal tell us. Malbim Pnei Chaveva is Kilu Hova. How many people could say we're not sensitive to other people's feelings? Kilu Hova. The Gula came from Yehuda, but we all know that the Geula that brought the Geula was on the day Tomah, and the Gemara learns that from Tomah. Sheyal mutulavim sheyal lachmi lekiv shereish. Many learn it's time a limud baalman, but I always took it a step further. So you see from Chazal that the mother who was carrying the future of the Geula, she said, right? Was ready to throw himself into the fire, not to embarrass Yehuda. And from that, Mashiach was born. Funyene Mame, from that Ibor, came Mashiach. What's up, Shah? Because the Chorban and the Sinas came up. So the Geula comes from the Ibor of the Sinas Nefesh, not to be Mamun. You have to go all the way up, and you realize how connected it is. That the Geula that we have, if we always do Maisa Pitom, is that a shame? It's not a shame. The timing is everything. And I don't know if it's properly understood. Chazal tells what made Tamar do the whole Maisa? Because she had a Nevuah. She had a Nevuah that she has to bring the Shia. She has to bring Moshiach. She has to bring God. She's going to be the Ema Malchus. So now when it came time that Yehuda, they're putting her into the fire with Moshiach. Not some Yapel Atzmel Tech Kitchen Eish. Tamar was being Mapel Dogen Amelch. Because the guys of Isaac were Tamar and Yehuda of Hashem Rossi. So she was not just down jumping into the fire, her own sacrifice. She knew that there was Dvarim Gedolim here. And all that is Nichlal and Yapel Adam Atzmai. But Lefi Dvarenu, that itself is the Shlav HaGulim. That itself, the Shlav HaGulim, This could be another mahalach. Rabbi Yankel Zatzal always explained that the reason why the malchus faced off, malchus, always came from Yibum. Yudan Tomor, Boyazimus, also a srach of Yibum. So Rabbi Yankel said, because Yibum is for Yen, Amelach has to be made wrong. What I'm adding to you now is, it's Gu'ula. The Gu'ula has to be Tikkun Gomor. Now I want to share with you an unbelievable Zohar, just to strengthen this. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what are these 22 days, 21 days together with Tisha B'Av, it's 22 days, what are these days connected? Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, it's unbelievable Zohar, but I'm just going to read you what the Zohar says. Chof Beis Yomim, the 22 days, the 21 days of the 3 weeks, and the day of the Churban. Lekabelin un chof beis shonim, that Yosef atzadik de lochom atzadik kapi uva. Comes out that those days, the years that Yosef atzadik was separated from his father because of sin asadik, because they sold him into slavery. Connected those 22 days, Zok the Zohar is what we have now. Our 22, the last 21 days, including today, the 22nd day, is for the 22 years that we caused separation, the 22 years between Yosef and his father. Thus is Azay Shteit and Zohar, that's how mechubar it is. That's how connected it is. So this is something we have to, Yidin Alibay, to mamish, look into our own life and see to it to do tzmichas geula. Each one of us to be misaken, to take bein adam l'chaveroi, to take shmir shabbos, al shem shibitlu torah, and take one nekuda and work on it. And you should know that sinas achim is goyim and sinas Hashem. The Gemara says, "Atin b'chisim b'chisim shel chino, chayechem." Hashem says, "Chayechem," that I'm going to give you something to cry. What's the shayches to the meraglim? So the Kleyoka brings down that the meraglim is also sin. It was sin as chino with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say in this first parasha? B'sin as Hashem oisonu. And the Marshal brings us down also over there. If you know it, Mesach is timeless. If you know it, after the feast and the feast of we had sin as chino with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Klei Yoker says that sin as chino with Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes from sin as Yisrael also. Sin gerer sin. Sin gerer sin. If we would have shvitz, the shvitz yichud b'nei, we wouldn't have reached the level of sin as Hashem. Like Rashi says in Shabbos, "V'ahavta lecha kamoicha, ve'echa zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, really only now, how could we, each one of us, not be mekabel, to eradicate sinas Yisrael completely from our midst? Eradicate it. Just think positively about everything. Positively about every need. Eradicate sin. If you eradicate sin, you get rid of sin, you get rid of whatever tarumas you could have in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sin, wherever sin. B'chazak our avod is Hashem. And then we talk about what to say nach. We talk about what to say nach. And we talk about have, it's Hashem, we'll have what to, b'shiv Hashem, as you're saying, we'll see in the Vina, we'll have what to ultimately celebrate. It's all us. Ein adova toli elabona. And there has to be a mispaid chodesh. There has to be this year. Something changes. Not just inspiration. We should all take something, I would say multiple things. Makabo, it could be small. It could be small. But it has to be. It has to be concrete. It can't be that tomorrow and Wednesday is the same way it was yesterday. It's a Kemizan. I'm sure everybody could find in their business activities. You know, there could be more of a lot. That is Tzmichas Kul. That is Tzmichas Kul. And that we'll be able to say Nachem. We'll be able to say Nachem tomorrow. And then we'll be ultimately able to say the ultimate Nachem for the Gula Shlomo. But to allow Tisha B'Av to just go by and just to be inspired, it's chazak trick. It's worse than not being inspired. Like a brachah matzah. A brachah matzah. It should be more focused on what comes out of the inspiration. You listen to a video, I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying that's what you get, that's what's more irritating. With a pen. With a pen and a pad. And a directive. What are you going to do after this? What's going to happen after this? You're a miser, you're a miyash. By me, this miser is my higher all of us. Somebody, another yid has a tzara before we say, I don't know what to be done. Think for 5 minutes. So say, I'm a shaykh, this is a shaykh. Think for 5 minutes. The other person has a tzara, think. So a pen, a paper, and a Kabbalah, and then we have what to say Nachem. We have what to say Nachem, we'll ultimately have what to dance, the Simcha, the Rina, Yerushalayim, and Shem.